Gifts and conflicts of interest, in shades of gray? Note, in Spanish. Chubajo financiado por Piaconist, Modalidad Donalos de Investigación en Ciencias Sociales y la Universidad de Santiago de Chile. Diana Pasmanik Volochinsky, Escuela de Psicología, Universidad de Santiago de Chile, Chile correspondence, diana.pasmanik@usach.cl. Raúl Villarreal Soto, Centro de Estudios de Ética Aplicada y Departamento de Filosofía, Universidad de Chile, Chile. María Inzwinkler, Escuela de Psicología, Universidad de Santiago de Chile, Chile correspondence, diana.pasmanik@usach.cl. Abstract: gifts are a regular practice within the relationships established by business world stakeholders with a professional set may be instrumental in promoting their sales. Consequently, gifts are a potential source of conflicts of interest. This article is the result of a bibliographic study of papers addressing gifts, published in scientific journals, which was carried out with the aim of identifying what kinds of professions address the issue and in what ways, in order to reach conclusions that may enhance reflection and contribute to professional training. The research was carried out using the CELO, CiteNet, IEEE, and ProQuest databases and yielded 59 publications that span the period between 1998 and 2015. Results show a remarkable concentration in health-related professions, mainly in their relationships with the pharmaceutical industry. Nevertheless, an emerging presence is being observed in other professional fields. Starting from a philosophical conceptualization of the gift as a present, the results suggest that it is not this conception of gift but rather the exchange rationality that is reflected in these practices, thus becoming an ethically gray, that is, uncertain area, that cannot be disregarded when it comes to training in professional ethics. Keywords: gift, conflict of interest, professions, pharmaceutical industry. Introduction. Probity is an important issue addressed in the regulations of different public and private institutions across the world. Coming from the Latin probitas, the term refers to honesty. Note, in Spanish, Diccionario de la Lengua Española, online. Definición de probidad. 2016. Any potential source of corruption or conflict of interest, increasing the likelihood that personal gain may supersede compliance with a transcendent and collective purpose, is inherent to a professional activity, hinders the achievement of probity. Related to the above, a recurring topic, detected during the development of a research project aimed at strengthening ethics in professional training, refer project complete name and identification details, has been the issue of gifts. Considered whether as institutional presents, as courtesies upon the closing of an agreement, or as presents provided for special dates, such as Christmas or others. This finding led to the search for information to obtain deeper understanding of the social and work setting associated with this issue. In what follows, a philosophical standpoint will first be adopted in order to provide a preliminary conceptualization of the gift issue. Then, the gift will be addressed within the framework of conflicts of interest to subsequently present the perspective or understanding of this phenomenon by professionals themselves by means of published papers. The above will enable an examination of the complexities of the institutionalized practice of presenting gifts, analyzing its distinctive characteristics and discussing the possibility that such practice may somehow compromise probity in the behavior of those involved. This article explores the experience of presenting gifts, understood in this case as the circulation of presents in the professional world, recognizing that this practice poses the risk of introducing a bias in the beneficiary's judgment, restricting their objectivity and, in extreme cases, even corrupting them. The research is focused on a review of papers published in scientific journals concerning gifts in the professional environment with the aim of identifying what kinds of professions address the issue and in what ways, in order to reach conclusions that may enhance reflection on an issue that has an indisputable ethical relevance and enabling its subsequent incorporation into professional training. Philosophical conceptualization of the problem. In contemporary reflection, the gift issue has been extensively addressed. It is understood that this term refers to something that is inherently gratuitous, both in the sense that it is something that cannot be estimated in terms of a price and in the sense that it is something that may be obtained at no cost. Gratuitous, as when we say something without an argument to sustain it, and gratuitous as when we give or do something without asking anything in return or without it having any cost per code. M. Justicia White Caridad, L. Don. Without editorial reference. The being gives itself, said Heidegger, it gives itself in the form of its occurrence, ire ignis, and this occurrence would be the most gratuitous thing. Heidegger. M. Note, in Spanish Caminos de Bosque, 2003. Certainly, the philosophical conceptualization of the gift had been closely linked to reflection concerning temporality. The reason for this is that it is often stated that what is given in a truly authentic manner is not what is announced or expected. A gift always refers to something unforeseen, unexpected. A gift is characterized by suddenness, that is, it erupts into experience and it is presented to us in a manner that does not give us time to be prepared to receive what is being given to us, because what is being given comes about inopportunely, not related to any forecasts or anticipated calculations whatsoever. The gift is a gift precisely because it is not anticipated. Here lies the inestimable value of every true gift. A gift occurs when it surprises, when the person who receives it has neither intended to promote it nor is expecting it. Moreover, we could add, if allowed, it is like the Heideggerian Ereignis erupting in the midst of idle talk, hurried, and calculative thinking. Reichenens Denken, believing it can control and tamper with everything at its discretion. When everything seems absolutely ready for its control and gain, including both nature and human life, history, and the future. Then, the unforeseen occurrence of the being, according to Heidegger, a gift implied in it, only demands expectation, opening, and resolution to go out and meet all the unforeseen and invaluable that is given through such occurrence, which is the being. The French philosopher Jacques Derrida is one of the contemporary thinkers who, in an asymptotic affiliation with Heideggerian philosophy, has thoroughly and extensively addressed the gift issue, from the earliest concerns critically linked to the anthropological studies about gifts in primitive societies in the work by Marcel Mauss, of Grimatology, 1967, to later studies such as Given Time, 1991. But Derrida, 1995, tries to give up the rationale of recognition for which the gift is the source of identical and identifiable subjects. If the concept of gift is not examined outside such recognition schema, according to Derrida, it will be impossible to go beyond the rationale of identity, inextricably linked to domination and the sacrifice of otherness, because every gift, every present, is offered under the expectation of self-recognition. The gift, then, because it is an unforeseeable event, is in a certain way violent, because it implies that the person who receives it becomes the slave of the person who gives it sins, due to its ineffability and unpredictability. The former cannot return the gift during the same act of giving. It could be inferred, at least provisionally, that if the gift is recognized as such, if it is identified in terms of an occurrence and its unpredictability is avoided, then it is denaturalized because giving, the gift, cannot appear to be something managed, since this would mean that it has entered into the circle of interests, thereby immediately becoming part of a rationale of exchanges, donations, and the corresponding returns and mandatory retributions. The above circumstance makes the gift issue particularly interesting when analyzed within the context of late capitalist societies, where the prevailing moral rationale is that of selfish individualism, leading mainly to actions within contexts of mere economic exchanges. As a result, a reflective approach to the gift in institutional environments and market societies regulated by the economic exchange matrix leads us to deeply ethical critical considerations with respect to the validity of certain gifts or presents through which the situation described by Derrida, that is, a merchandise that is also a poison, may come into effect. As a partial synthesis, when transferred to institutional and professional environments, the practice of encouraging professional performance or the execution of agreements of any kind through the provision of incentives in the form of gifts presents a complexity that must be thoroughly examined in order to reveal, as required, both its potential harmlessness or presumable benefits and its obscurities or deleterious effects in the social sphere. When a gift is not inherently gratuitous but its occurrence creates a debt, then it becomes an instrument of a domination. The gift under the framework of conflicts of interest. The gift being defined as an element that in laying capitalist societies may become a managed present finds a space, inasmuch as it is a source of ethical risk, in the conflict of interest. Carlano, Lepuerian y Guayardo in note, in Spanish inverted question mark hacia un sistema integral de valiación del desempeño? Situación actual de la regulación federal mexicana para la construcción y uso de indicadores de desempeño. 2009, referring to public officers, make a difference between an actual, a potential, and an apparent conflict of interest. In an actual conflict, interests, whether personal or family interests, has affected a person's work performance. Therefore, we are dealing with a form of corruption. A potential conflict of interest refers to situations in which there is likely for the event to occur. But actual occurrence will depend on circumstances that may change the officer's context. An apparent conflict of interest refers to those situations in which it is possible to suspect the presence of a conflict, even if there is no conflict, affecting the image of the officer and the general trust in the public system. From this perspective, they state, giving a false appearance of conflict of interest is a moral error because it undermines public trust with respect to the government's impartiality and autonomy. In Business, Tsuying and Tsang, 2008, study on ethically problematic selling methods in China with a broadened concept of gray marketing referred to gifts as part of exchange systems, placing them among the practices of what they call gray marketing to refer to the use of methods that could be considered ethically problematic. Although they are not punished, such as dinner invitations, gifts, and undue commissions as a means of getting orders or establishing beneficial relationships, p. 86, which practices, they state, would be habitual in different industries, among them the pharmaceutical and medical instrumentation industry. In this way, based on the distinctions that identify a potential conflict of interest and from the standpoint of gray marketing, the existence of a risk factor, an uncertain area, is recognized, whether due to the absence of consensus with respect to its moral condition or because the individual is subject to conditions and circumstances that may make him or her stumble. Method. The search for information was carried out during February, March, and April 2016, focusing on digitally available bibliographic resources. First, the CLO Journal database was searched through the Google.cl search engine, using the terms Gift Policy CLO, Gifts CLO, and CLO Accepting Gifts and Ethics in Education. A total of 15 publications were found, 12 of which correspond to the field of medicine, 1 to pharmaceutics, and 2 to education. APA-Psychnet of the American Psychological Association, the IEEE, an online database produced and distributed by the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, and ProQuest were also searched. Each search on CLO was suspended after no new information was found on 2 consecutive pages using Google. CL. As search terms were attempted in the APA-Psychnet and IEEE publication databases Gifts and Ethics, Gifts and Relationships, and Gifts and Relationships in Education, showing a total of 6 publications. The search in ProQuest database was carried out based on a more specific term, due to the large amount of results obtained. Thus, the search term was Accepting Gifts and Ethics in Education, in publications with complete texts and evaluated by experts. A total of 3,645 references were found and were organized based on their relevance. The 61st titles were reviewed, with 33 being relevant. Out of these, 21 corresponded to medicine, 3 to nursing, 1 to the pharmaceutical field, 1 to education, 3 to criminology, and 4 to business. The texts were subject to simple content analysis and the resulting information was coded and organized in emerging categories. Results. The search yielded 59 publications in which gifts appear as an element for discussion within the framework of professional and academic relationships. The criteria applied to define the incorporation of a publication were that it referred to a profession recognized as such, as medicine, psychology, nursing, pharmacy, engineering, and education, or to a field of specialization, such as counseling in education, which was included under education, or that at least one of the publications referred to the teaching of the discipline at a university or to the tertiary education of the professionals in the field, thereby enabling the incorporation of the publications referring to criminology and business. The texts are organized in the table below based on their area of knowledge or work performance. The range of years of the publications found per subject area and subareas associated with gifts or gratuities, the concept present in publications in the field of criminology, and the calculation of the total share of the area in the publications found. The analysis of the texts enabled the classification of 55 of the 59 publications into three groups based on their main content, with the boundaries in the relationship between the professionals and the clients or users being identified in 8 publications, ethical training in 9, and conflicts of interest in 39 papers. The problems associated with professional boundaries are present in 4 psychiatry publications and 4 psychology publications. A relevant aspect here is the well-being of the person who presents the gift, towards whom the professional has a responsibility and therefore must have the necessary cultural sensitivity for prudent decision-making. A similar suggestion concerning cultural sensitivity in gifts is proposed for police agents. Coleman S. When police should say no to gratuities. Criminal Justice Ethics 2004. The papers referring to ethical training, including gifts, presents, and gratuities as part of the contents being dealt with, amount to a total of 9 publications, covering 6 of the 8 identified areas of knowledge or work performance. The conflict of interest appears in 35 publications in healthcare, including medicine, nursing, pharmaceutics, and psychology. There are also 2 publications in the field of criminology under the denomination of gratuities, Brand and DP. One Dogma of Police Ethics, Gratuities and the Democratic Ethos of Policing. Criminal Justice Ethics 2005 and Coleman S. When Police Should Say No to Gratuities. Criminal Justice Ethics 2004, 1 in Education, Hersh Adler A. Note, in Spanish Dilmas, tension is why contradicciones en la conducta ética de los profesores. Synecdoche 2011 and 1 in Business, Perrier C. Saharidui an exploration of influences on attitudes to giving and receiving gifts. Asia Pacific Management Review 2013. Conflicts of interest in relationships with the pharmaceutical industry are addressed as a main subject in 25 publications, including, in addition to medicine, nursing and psychology, 2 professions that are incorporated because nurses and doctors in clinical psychology are certified to prescribe medication in the United States. The issue is also present in papers in the pharmaceutical field, associated with training. The recognized ethical risks are related to the concern for the impact of gifts on the professional's judgment when it comes to decision-making, affecting the patient or client well-being. The influence of the pharmaceutical and medical supply industry operates through scholarships in support of graduate studies, donations for research, and financing of publications in scientific journals, which may potentially generate a bias in the selection of the articles to be published, favoring the involved industry, Herlin A. Note, in Spanish Recomendaciones para un control de los conflictos de interés en medicina. Reverend Chill. Neuropsychiatry. 2005. The reactions of professionals and students in face of gifts provided by the pharmaceutical and medical instrumentation industry include a spectrum of positions, from the minimization of the impact of institutional gifts on the personal, to Marianne, your soul for a pen, J. M. Colcardiol 2007. The recognition of benefits from relationships with the pharmaceutical industry such as support for the organization and the attendance to scientific events, feedback. Can Nurse 2008, The valuation of the medical sales representative as an intermediary agent between the health professional and new medications, Matthews R. Hooked, Ethics, the Medical Profession, and the Pharmaceutical Industry. The Journal of Nuclear Medicine 2008, The Danger to the Professional's Objectivity, Major M. Financial and Non-Financial Conflicts of Interests in Psychiatry. Acta Biothica 2009, To the Professional's Reliability in Face of the Society which he serves. It is also stated that the influence of the pharmaceutical industry reaches patients' associations, which are supported by them. Note, in Spanish, La Rosa Rodriguez y los Conflictos de Intereses. Acta Biothica 2011. The risk of disease commodification or mongering, basically consisting in promoting awareness with respect to illnesses and the need for medications to improve health conditions, is also discussed. The phenomenon is observed, for example, in potentially overdiagnosed cases, such as attention deficit disorders and depression. Another example is breast milk replacement with substitutes. In the field of business, there are discussions with respect to the so-called gray ethics and its implications for international business, Tsuang Tsengas, L. A study on ethically problematic selling methods in China with a broadened concept of gray marketing. J. Bus Ethics 2008. In the educational area, warnings are given against the ethical risk of receiving presents from publishers and industries selling educational resources in exchange for using their books and other resources. At the same time, from university teachers' perspective, receiving gifts from students was ethically questionable, though not ethically unacceptable. Hershadleray. Note, in Spanish, Dilmas, Tensiones y Contradicciones en la Conducta Ética de los Profesores. Synecdoche 2011. Discussion. The results highlight the potential and actual impact of gifts, presents, and gratuities on the professional's work performance, affecting decision-making. Moss and Levi-Strauss already mentioned this fact in their studies concerning gifts, which, within the context of social relationships, operate as exchanges, that is, they imply reciprocity. Note. In Spanish, Razones Practicas sobre la Teoría de la Acción. 1997. Therefore, gifts encourage predictable, interested, and potentially compromising relationships. In the field of medicine, which is by far the most extensively studied area, recent evidence indicates that physicians' medication prescription frequency would be affected by the fact of receiving money from the pharmaceutical industry, giving support to the above results. Moreover, publications dating from the 1990s indicate an increase in the prescription of pharmaceutical products from specific industries by physicians who had received support in the form of money for attendance to scientific events, whether as speakers or participants, as well as for research funding. One explanation for the minimization of the impact of accepting gifts is the influence of the seductive capacity of the pharmaceutical industry and rationalization by professionals refuted by the evidence in relation to their capacity to differentiate information sources based on their quality and the importance assigned to the medical sales representative as an efficient means for keeping pace with new developments. Another explanatory factor is a self-serving bias, which becomes evident when people evaluate themselves as being better than others. In this case, professionals believe that gifts from the pharmaceutical industry will not distort their professional judgment, although this could happen to others. It is an unconscious bias and, therefore, it escapes the rational control of the individual. Within this context and considering the incipient development of this issue in other professions, the example of the health professions in their efforts to address this problem is remarkable. In addition, there is evidence of increasing sensitization with respect to the issue, both within the medical profession reflected in the guidelines provided by medical organizations and associations, like the Academia Chilena de Medicina, Chilean Academy of Medicine, and the pharmaceutical industry itself and its search for indirect alternatives to support the activities of associations, professionals, and students. Gould S.D. Campbell A. Industry support of continuing medical education. Evidence and arguments, Hastings sent Rep. 2008. This could be a way to address the need to face and modify its relationship patterns, concerning which the review carried out reaches the conclusion that there is an undeniable dependence on relationships that implicitly lead to reciprocity and deprive the professionals from the necessary autonomy and impartiality. The concern for relationships that may introduce a bias in professional decisions, by means of gifts or other circumstances, generating conflicts of interest, justifies early incorporation of this issue as a relevant content in professional degree programs. As there are no clear indications concerning the possibility of a zero-tolerance kind of decision as a public policy or a legal regulation, it is necessary to denaturalize the practices of giving gifts and gratuities, by transforming them into objects of analysis and discussion within the framework of an ethical training promoting ethos in each profession and a sense of individual responsibility towards users or clients as well as towards the professionals themselves. Acknowledgements. This paper was possible due to the Team Grants for Research in Social Sciences and Humanities 2011, Project SOC 1110. The authors wish to thank CONEST and the University de Santiago de Chile for their support. References. 1. Diccionario de la Lengua Española, online. Definición de prohibited. 2016, cited 2016 MAR 29. Available from http://d.re.s/?weightlawed. 2. Burkot, M. Justicia y Caridad, L. Don. Without editorial reference, cites 2016 MAR 2, available from http://www.aca.nu.ar/acca/commons/grupo75/files/burkot.pdf. 3. Edgar, M. Caminos de Bosque. Madrid, Alianza, 2003. 4. Derrida, J. Dar, L. Tiempo. I. La Moneda Falsa. Barcelona, Paidós, 1995. 5. Arel Anagalt D. Lepori W. Guayardo Mendoza D. Inverted question mark Hacian Sistema Integral de Valuación del Desempeño? Situación actual de la regulación federal mexicana para la construcción y uso de indicadores de desempeño. Política Interior 2009, 24, 109-149. 6. Tsuing G. Tsengas, L. A study on ethically problematic selling methods in China with a broadened concept of gray marketing. J. Bus Ethics 2008, 79-12, 85-101. 7. Garcia M. C., Ortega D., Biagini L. Interacciones Industria and Radiologia, Logros Inigables, Conflictos de Intereses Posibles. La Subsequios de la Industria. Reverend Chill. Radiol. 2006, 12-4, 179-185. 8. Jadreski, Pori el Conflicto de Intereses en Medicina, Una Preocupación de la Sociedad de Neurología, Psiquiatría y Neurocirugia, Sonpson. Reverend Chill. Neuropsychiatry. 2004, 40-1, 20-28. 9. Major M. Financial and non-financial conflicts of interests in psychiatry. Acta Bioethica 2009, 15-2, 165-171. 10. Rubalzaga Eb. Inverted question mark conflictos de interés o intereses en conflicto? Reverend Chilcer 2008, 65. 473-480. http://dx.oi.org/10.4067/so71840-6208005001019. 11. La Rosa Rodriguez y los conflictos de intereses. Acta Bioethica 2011, 17-1, http://dxdot.oy.org/10.4067/s1726569x2011000006 12. La Mata. El Medico y los Conflictos de Intereses. Reverend Med. Chile 2003, 131-12. 1463-1468.http://dx.oy.org/10.4067/s0034988720300012001015 13. Tagalpi, Godoy J., Irlan A., et al. Conflicto de Interes, Una Reflexión Impostergable. Panel del Comité Editorial. Reverend Chill. Neuropsychiatr. 2004. 40-1, 0921. 14. Irlan A. Recomendaciones para un control de los conflictos de interés en medicina. Reverend Chill. Neuropsychiatr. 2005. 43-2, 83-87. 15. Salas S.P. Osorio F.M. Vial C.P. et al. Conflicto de Intereses en la Práctica Clínica, Análisis Ético de Algunas Relaciones con la Industria. Reverend Med. Chile 2006, 134-12, http://dx.oy.org/10.4067/s0034988720601001014 16. Lemens T., Singapore. Bioethics for Clinicians, 17. Conflict of Interest in Research, Education and Patient Care. Canadian Medical Association Journal 1998, 159-8, 960-965. 17. Rotondo Mount Relaciones Profesionales, Conflictos de Intereses. Reverend Med. Urug. 2006, 20-2, 88-99. 18. Lama y los Médicos y la Hospitalidad de la Industria. Reverend Med. Chile 2004, 132-265-68.http://dx.oy.org/10.4067/s0034988720000019 19. Lama y los Congresos Médicos de Especialidades, Algunas Reflexiones. Reverend Med. Chile 2013, 141-5, 674-675. http://dx.oy.org/10.4067/s0034988720130050018. 20. Armazar, Ika J.P., Irlan A., et al. Documento de la Academia Chilena de Medicina sobre las relaciones entre los médicos y la industria proveedora en salud. Reverend Med. Chile 2014, 140-10, 1338-1340. http://dx.oy.org/10.4067/s0034988720100016 21. Gomez Cordoba, La Torre Santos C., Carreno J.N. Dilmas et Icos en las relaciones entre la industria farmacéutica y los profesionales de la salud. PERS. BioE. 2007, 11-1, 23-38. 22. Moral Sixtomy. Martinez Gonzalez C., Quintana Gomez J.L. Disease Mongering. El Lucrativo Negocio de la Promoción de Enfermedades. Reverend Pediatrate in Primaria 2009, 1143, 491-512. 23. Voloni F. Pignos Grants Clients, La publicidad de sucedáneos de la lesh materna en dos revistas pediátricos de Argentina entre 1977 years 2006. Salud Colectiva 2009, 51. 87105.http://dx.oi.org/10.1591865-09001006. 24. Mass OMC scientists defy their ethics codes and take gifts from industry. Nature 1998, 390-6675. 427. 25. Square D. Does that free sleeve of golf balls demean the profession? Canadian Medical Association Journal 2003, 168-7, 884. 26. Chondro W. Industry handouts, enough is enough. Canadian Medical Association Journal 2008, 178-13. 1651-1652. 27. Opera medical students protest perks from drug companies. NatMed 2006, 1210, 1104. 28. Demarian. Your soul for a pen? J. N. Colcardiol 2007, 4911, 1220-1222. 29. Matthews R. Hooked, Ethics, the Medical Profession, and the Pharmaceutical Industry. The Journal of Nuclear Medicine 2008 semicolon 49 12, 2068-2069. 30. Gould S. D. Campbell A. Industry Support of Continuing Medical Education, Evidence and Arguments. Hastings Sent Rep 2008. 38-6, 34-37. 31. Steinbrook R. Physician-Industry Relations. Will Fewer Gifts Make a Difference? Engel J. Met 2009, 366, 557-559. 32. Ganzini L., Chen Z., Peters D., et al. Medical Student Views on Interactions with Pharmaceutical Representatives. Academic Psychiatry 2012, 36-3. 183-187. 33. Goodman R. L. Medical Education and the Pharmaceutical Industry. Prospect Biomet 2007, 51, 30-39. 34. Randall M. L. Rosenbaum Jr. Rohrbaugh R. M., Rosenheck R. Attitudes and Behaviors of Psychiatry Residents Toward Pharmaceutical Representatives Before and After an Educational Intervention. Academic Psychiatry 2005, 29-1, 33-39. 35. Roberts L. W., Warner T. D., Greenham and Ka, Gebert C. M. A. Heinrich T. Becoming a Good Doctor. Perceived Need for Ethics Training Focused on Practical and Professional Development Topics. Academic Psychiatry 2005, 29-3, 301-309. 36. Wright S. M., Wolf L., Stuart R., et al. Ethical Concerns Related to Grateful Patient Philanthropy, The Physician's Perspective. Journal of General Internal Medicine 2013, 28-5, 645-651. 37. Gabel S. Ethics and Values in Clinical Practice, Whom Do They Help? Mayo Clinproc 2011, 86-5, 421-424. 38. Tui M. J., Arnold G. N. The Impact of Institutional Ethics on Academic Health Sciences Library Leadership, A Survey of Academic Health Sciences Library Directors. Journal of the Medical Library Association 2014, 100-4, 241-246. 39. Baji P., Pavlova N., Gulik Sy L., Groot W. Exploring Consumers' Attitudes Towards Informal Patient Payments Using the Combined Method of Cluster and Multinomial Regression Analysis, The Case of Hungary. BMC Health Services Research 2013. 13, 62. 40. Lapid M. Moutier C. Dunnell. Et al. Professionalism and Ethics Education on Relationships and Boundaries, Psychiatric Residence Training Preferences. Academic Psychiatry 2009. 33-6, 461-469. 41. Smoller I. Reflections on Gifts in the Therapeutic Setting, A Gift from Patient to Therapist. MJ Psycho 2002, 56-1, 27-45. 42. Kaplan A. Gifts from Patients. Pragmatic Model Offers Guidance. Psychiatric Times 2007, 24-13, 1. 43. Fanagas, Sakare, Trevzai, Manibai, et al. Ethical Dilemmas in Psychotherapy, Comparison Between Patients, Therapists and Laypersons. ISRJ Psychiatry Relatsi 2005, 40-4, 251-257. 44. Feedback. Can Nurse 2008, 104-6, 4-6. 45. Argan B., Bijal Zebri, Souvenir K., LaCroix A. Let's Do Lunch. Can Nurse 2008, 104-4, 30-35. 46. Crocky Ethics of Pharmaceutical Company Relationships with the Nursing Profession, No Free Lunch. And No More Bends? Contemporary Nurse. A Journal for the Australian Nursing Profession 2009-10, 33-2, 200-209. 47. Rojas Ochoa F. La Publicidad Comercial de Medicamentos también es corrupción. Reverend Q. Banisalad Publica 2012, 38-4, 500-501. 48. Piaschik P., Bernard D., Madovan, S., et al. Gifts and Corporate Influence in Doctor of Pharmacy Education. M.J. Pharmeduc 2007, 71-4. 168. 49. Rias D. Van de Kreek L. The Pharmaceutical Industry's Use of Gifts and Educational Events to Influence Prescription Practices, Ethical Dilemmas and Implications for Psychologists. Professional Psychology, Research and Practice 2004. 35-4. 329-335.http://dx.oi.org/10.1037-07-3570-28.35.4.329. 50. Zero Boundaries in Psychotherapy, Ethical and Clinical Explorations. Washington, D.C., Psychological Association, 2007. http://dx.oi.org/10.1037-11563-011. 51. Knox S., Du Bois R., Smith, J., et al. Clients' Experiences Giving Gifts to Therapists. Psychotherapy, Theory, Research, Practice. Training 2009, 46-3, 350-361. http://dx.oi.org/10.1037/AO017001. 52. Knapp S. J. Van de Kreek L. D. Multiple Relationships and Professional Boundaries. In Practical Ethics for Psychologists, A Positive Approach. Washington, D.C., American Psychological Association, 2006. 7597. http://dx.oi.org/10.1037-11331-006. 53. Brown C., Tarangsrud H. B. Factors Associated with Acceptance and Decline of Client Gift Giving. Professional Psychology, Research and Practice 2008, 39-5, 505-511. doi:10.1037073570.28.39.5.505. 54. Grossenbacher L., McGlamory T.D. Lessons Learned from a Year in the Trenches, Teaching Engineering Ethics for PE Licensure Requirements. Ethics in Science, Technology on Engineering 2014. IEEE International Symposium on 1-6, doi 10.1109/ethics.2014.6893439. 55. Randy L. G. Ethically Speaking. IEEE Antennas and Propagation Magazine 2014, 56-6, 254-255, doi:10.1109/map.2014.701106-7. 56. Pat Brown S., Thomas T. L., Seymour J. M. Infusing Professional Ethics into Counselor Education Programs, A Multicultural, Social Justice Perspective. Journal of Counseling and Development 2008, 86-3, 296-302. 57. Beres Castro J. Educa Profesional y Formación de Profesores Universitarios. Profiles Educativos 2013, 35-142, 33-42. 58. Hershad Larray Dilmas, Tensiones y Contradicciones en la Conducta Ética de los Profesores. Synecdoche 2011, 37, 116. 59. Brandon D.P. One Dogma of Police Ethics, Gratuities and the Democratic Ethos of Policing. Criminal Justice Ethics 2005, 24-2, 25-46. 60. Coleman S. When Police Should Say No to Gratuities. Criminal Justice Ethics 2004, 23-1, 33-44. 61. Lord V. B., Jerry Gard B. Ethics Courses. Their Impact on the Values and Ethical Decisions of Criminal Justice Students 1. Journal of Criminal Justice Education 2003, 14-2, 191-211. 62. Garcia Sanchez I., Rodriguez Dominguez L., Frias C. Tuno J.J. Board of Directors and Ethics Codes in Different Corporate Governance Systems. J. Bus Ethics 2015. 131-3, 681-698. 63. Pereira C., Saharadu, an Exploration of Influences on Attitudes to Giving and Receiving Gifts. Asia Pacific Management Review 2013, 18-3. 64. Jackaloni Ra, Yurkovich C.L., Nos S.B. The Capstone Project in Business Ethics. Building an Ethics Training Program. Journal of Management Education 2003, 27-5, 596-107. 65. Uradupi Razón's Practicas sobre la Teoría de la Acción. Barcelona, Editorial Anagrama. 1997. 66. Ornstein C.H., Mike Dykes M., Rachofsky Jones R. Now There's Proof. Docs We Get Company Cash 10 to Prescribe More Brand Name Meds. ProPublica March 17, 2016. Available from https://www.propublica.org/article/doctors-who-take-company-cash-10-to-prescribe-more-brand-name-drugs. @_campaign=VT_Twitter and @_source=Twitter and @_medium=social. 67. Orlovsky J.P., Waitska L. The Effects of Pharmaceutical Firm Enticements on Physicians' Prescribing Patterns. There's No Such Thing as a Free Lunch. Chest 1992, 102, 270-173. 68. Curran M.M., Landefeld C.S. Physicians' Behavior and Their Interaction with Drug Companies. A Controlled Study of Physicians Who Requested Additions to a Hospital Drug Formulary. JAMA 1994, 271, 684-689.